Good evening. You are listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM, brought to you by myself, Nigel, bringing you the usual stuff, the fortnightly dose of goth, electronic, alternative, industrial music, and we have our usual hour full of, well, usual information. We have all the club nights and gigs going on in the area, information about that, but we have a few more new things tonight. We have a couple of absolutely stunning things that I think you're going to be quite excited about. First of all, we have a giveaway. We have some CDs from a local band, but I will go into those details later in the show. You're going to have to keep listening to find out how to get hold of those. And also, we have, fantastically, a interview with Zombie Girl. We have Sebastian and Rini, a recorded interview we did earlier in the week, which, to be honest, I think is very, very good. We're going to let you hear that. I think that's an exclusive. I don't know if anyone else has broadcast an interview with them in the UK yet, but they are a very hot topic, and we've played them lots in the past, so that will be great to listen to. But as usual, we'll be bringing you my favourite mix of goth, electronic, industrial music, and we opened the show with a band called Headscan with a track called Tomorrow Square. Now that's a fantastic that's from a fantastic compilation called Reconnected, which is a various artist compilation from Alpha Matrix. He says, just quickly grabbing the CD case. Yeah, that's an Alpha Matrix compilation, which I'd highly recommend getting your hands on if you like the Alpha Matrix kind of stuff. Okay, right, I've given you a good description of what's going to come up, but I'm just going to continue for the time being with a few more of my favourite tracks. We have now Assemblage 23. We'll be right back. This is Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard the Absurd Minds with Master Builder, a classic track from a good couple of years ago. And before that, we had Assemblage 23 with 30KFT, 30,000 foot. Fantastic tracks. Both of them, myself, I think, are just great storming little tracks that don't get played often enough. I know they're a bit old these days, but hey, we play everything on this show, from really ancient stuff to all the cutting edge stuff we can get our hands on. Saying that, a few of you may remember a number of months back, this show originally had a chap called Steph, who was doing a lot of the production side of things, and you may be wondering where he's got to. Now, what he's actually been up to is quite interesting. He's run off and started doing interviews, so we now have young Mr. Steph interviewing Zombie Girl for us, which is going to be quite fantastic. So I'm actually going to stop waffling and just play the darn tape. So this is Stefan talking to Sebastian and Rini from Zombie Girl.
Can you tell us about your debut album that is due out soon, very aptly titled Blood, Brains and Rock and Roll?
Yeah, well, it's we're working on it right now as we speak, actually, and we're pretty much done with most of the songs. And we wanted a title that totally, you know, explain everything what Zombie Girl is about. And what could work better than Blood, Brains and Rock and Roll? You know, the zombie and a lot of our songs has kind of a rock and roll theme or vibe to it. So we thought we should throw that in there to kind of really make it quite obvious we're about fun and playing brains and all the good stuff.
And I think everybody that likes the EP will really, really enjoy this one. I think this album's actually better.
Zombie Girl is very obviously inspired by horror, B-movie, zombie themes. Do you want to talk a little more about those inspirations behind this project?
We're very much into horror movies, obviously. B-movie horror movies, the good ones, that is. And we've always enjoyed...
Which ones, may I ask?
Oh, goodness, my mind's gone blank now.
Evil Dead, Brain Dead, George Romero stuff.
You know, Night of the Living Dead. It just kind of fit together. I'm naturally a zombie girl in so many ways. It just worked out perfectly.
For future Zombie Girl live shows, are you planning anything special, like a stage show? Because I gather your first few Zombie Girl shows were quite theatrical in nature.
Well, we definitely plan on doing that as soon as we have the budget. We have some tombstones and stuff like that and spooky stuff going on, but definitely we want some of these animatronics. We've found some really awesome ones that we plan on getting soon that will really add to the show. But even right now, I'm very active on stage. I don't just stand there. I really act out the songs and everything. So I put as much of a show into it as I possibly can.
Yeah. What I think, like with something like Zombie Girl, you have the golden opportunity to do a lot of good stuff on live besides just standing there and, you know, let the music go. So that's really what something we are focusing on live. So it's just so it's not just another band standing on stage, you know.
How do you see the Zombie Girl sound being different to all your other projects like Moonitor, Icon of Coil, Another Fader, and Bruderschaft?
The way I make a Zombie Girl song is totally start like from a different point of view than anything of the other ones. I mean, IOC is more poppy and stuff. Zombie Girl is the only thing I do that is scary, darker sounding.
So it's and female dominated.
And a female, you know, female vocalist for one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm. I have a lot of fun making this because it's, for me, it was very refreshing to do something like this, and it just seemed like the right thing to do. So I'm having a lot of fun, and I personally don't think it sounds like any of the other stuff I do, really.
How much of a different experience is it working as a husband and wife partnership as opposed to working with other artists, band members, etc.?
Just a second, I have to tell my wife what to say. No. Oh, it's good fun, really, because, you know, it's a different relationship than with a friend or a musical partner, if you may so.
We can run around naked in the studio if we want.
Sorry.
You know, that kind of thing.
It's pretty relaxed in many ways, you know.
What do you see as the allure of Zombie Girl is, as there was a massive buzz about this project before you were even a signed act?
I think one of the things, it was timing somehow. It just seemed like Zombie Girl just came at the right time. And, you know, a lot of zombie movies and everything was going on at this time. What we did just hit at the right time, and I guess people liked the sound and style, and, you know, Renee got a really amazing voice. So I think a bit luck with timing, and but what we're doing seems to be going over well right now.
Everybody's into zombies these days, it seems, so, yeah.
And it's fun. Like, we're having, we're making really sure people know that, that we're not super serious gothics that, you know, hate everything and are super miserable. It's so dark and horror-ish, we have a lot of fun with, you know. So maybe that gives people a little, you know, extra.
And now a question specifically for Renee. As your husband quite rightly says, you have a very distinctive singing voice. When did you start singing, and have you always sung in bands? Because I understand that you also sing in a Mooney tour?
Yeah, I do. Well, I started singing at, like, maybe age 3, maybe even younger. I've just always sung. I sing every day, just around the house. It drives most people crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like a natural singer. I've never had formal lessons or anything. I think just, you know, if you sing all the time, you get better at it as you go along. And I really enjoy it. I have done some vocals in Munitor and stuff and on stage, but this is actually and Bruderschaft as well, but this is the actual first band I've actually really been out there on, because, like, with Munitor, I was, you know, in the back kind of thing, just doing back vocals and stuff, but it just came naturally. I never had stage fright. It just, like, hand in a glove.
The inevitable question is, what is happening with IOC? Because I read on a posting by Sebastian on the Sideline forum that some new material was in the works.
Yeah, well, currently Andy's doing the guitar thing. I'm getting a guitar, and Christian is off in Nepal for some taiko drums and stuff. So,
oh, yeah.
A lot of people, well, the thing is with IOC now, everybody got their own opinion on what's going on and what's not going on, and, you know, online, everybody has a right to say what they feel, and a lot of rumors start, and people start getting ideas and this and that, but some rumors, I'm sure, are right, but a lot of them are totally wrong. But we definitely want to make some more IOC stuff, and talked to Andy not too long ago, and kind of going, let bygones be bygones, and let's try to see what we can do from now on, and sometime soon start getting ideas and work on, you know, like the next thing would be, so to speak.
The last question is, apart from the up-and-coming Alicia Vyard ABU album, what other plans do you have for Zombie Girl in the future? Will there be a second album? Do you see this project lasting?
Oh, yeah, totally. We are not going to stop now, so to say. This is just the beginning, and definitely want to release more stuff and get out there as much as possible. And as far as I'm concerned, if things go right and, you know, with some luck and timing, I think Zombie Girl can go over pretty well, and that's our aim, to, you know, do the best we can, and we definitely want to keep doing this because it's a lot of fun, and there's so many ideas for this. I, like, constantly have ideas for new songs and concepts, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I'm trying to talk Seb into doing Tomb Raiding Girl and then Army Girl, and I'm just kidding.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for having us. Bye, people. Bye. In Radioland. We'll be right back.
are listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there the fantastic Zombie Girl with Creepy Crawler, and that is off the great release of the Back From The Dead EP. They haven't released anything else yet, but as you heard, there's stuff in the works. There is an album in the works, and hopefully, I am just looking so forward to if they can actually come over to these shores and put on some of these entertaining shows we've been hearing about, so that's all fantastically good. So there you go, a dose of Zombie Girl for you. Later in the show, as I said earlier on the opening, we have a giveaway from a local band. We have some CDs to give away, so stay tuned for that. And we've also got the information about the upcoming club nights and gigs in the area. But I think I've done far too much chatting for the moment, and I'm just going to continue with the tunes, to be honest. I really like just playing loads and loads of music. This is what I'm here for. I'm here to play the tunes and really just enjoy myself doing it. I'm going to play a track which is, well, it's actually an album track that doesn't get played much. I think it's really quite fantastic. It's quite an old track. It's an old Seabound track. Now, Seabound have a new album out. If it's not out already, it's out sometime this week, I believe. But this is off a couple of albums ago. This is off No Sleep Demon, and this is one of the album tracks. It's called Point Break.
the center of the night. 11 years. Get me, my fire fetish. Keep me shackled all day through. Electronic world transmission. Everything I see is true. Give me observation. Let me have the on-site feel. Give me the true sensation. All I need, the touch of real. Show me what is happening. Is the world beyond my door? After time, I'll be forgetting what I have been living for. Help me, I'm too frightened to fulfill my hardest task. Will I ever find the answers to the things I dare not ask? Give me observation. Let me have the on-site feel. Give me the true sensation. For I need the touch of real. Let me see the phantom view. Take me right into the center of the night. 11 years. Get me my fire fetish. Keep me shackled all day through. Electronic world transmission. Everything I see is true. Give me observation. Let me have the on-site feel. Give me the true sensation. All I need, the touch of real. Give me observation. Let me have the on-site feel. Give me the true sensation. All I need, the touch of real.
You heard there Rotosand with Electronic World Transmission. I seem to have chosen tonight quite a number of tracks that are from bands who are quite popular at the moment, but it's off their older albums. And so that was Electronic World Transmission off Truth Is Fanatic, an older Rotosand album. And before that, again, we had an old album, No Sleep Demon, and we had Seabound with Point Break. As I said earlier, we're going to be very excited once we get hold of their new album that should be out just about now, so we'll more than likely have it for our next show, so we'll be playing you that as soon as we get our paws on it. But there you go, a couple of really good tunes in my opinion, just need playing, get this music out to there. Right, as promised, I'm going to fill you in on the club nights in the area of the kind of goth industrial electronic type stuff. On this coming Saturday, on Saturday the 28th of October, we have Carpe Noctem here locally in the cellar bar of the New Beehive. It's the 7th birthday party. It's quite impressive to understand that, just to remember that Carpe Noctem's been going for 7 whole years. Playing its interesting mix of goth, EBM, industrial, alternative, 9 p.m. till 3 a.m, £2 before 10 on the door, or £3 after. More information at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. Following that, we have to mention that the Leeds regular night of the Sunday Goth Social at the George is taking a week off. It's Whitby. The DJs, they know everyone's going to be going to Whitby or a large number are, and they're just going to not run this time, so don't get yourself down the George just expecting that night to be happening like usual. It will be continuing all of the weeks, I need to stress. This is only a one-off, it's just not occurring. Plus, there's plenty of other stuff to do. We also have, on Sunday the 29th of October, something called Samhain, I can't pronounce that probably, and I'm sure someone will correct me. That's at the Subculture in Leeds. Now, this is a one-off, I think. Goth of all kinds, so you've got goth, industrial, that kind of stuff. With DJs Pyromancer, DJ Anarchist Femmes, and the ghost of DJ Coreline. So if you know any of those DJs, you'll know it's going to be an interesting mix. It's going to be basically all-out war on the DJ decks, I think. And that's an absolute bargain of £2 in, 7.30 till 11.30pm. More information at www.thesubculture.co.uk. Following that, on Friday the 3rd of November, we have the fantastic Friday Flock at the Subculture in Leeds. Now, this is, why do I think I have to explain this? Because I'm convinced everyone listening to the show knows all about this, but I'll run through it anyway, because if you haven't heard of the Friday Flock, you really do need to get yourself down there. It's goth of all kinds. It's a huge night happening in Leeds. Lots and lots of fun. Request-friendly DJs. This particular one is Halloween fancy dress, if you want. Entirely optional. 9pm till 2am, www.fridayflock.net for more information. Following that, it's worth note. Now, this gig's a bit far away, but I thought I'd include it because it's going to be good. It's Saturday the 4th of November. We have XPQ21, Psyche and Dinosis playing the Corporation in Sheffield. Doors are 7pm, £10 in advance for that gig, and more information at www.thecorporation.org.uk. And anyone who listens to the show knows I'm a big fan of XPQ21, and they put on a fantastic show when you go to see them live, so it's well worth getting yourself along there if you can. Following that, we have Sunday the 5th of November, Resonance at the Subculture in Leeds. Now, this is kind of industrial cyber and noisy stuff, brought to you by a couple of chaps, Keith and Adam. Now, we've had both Keith and Adam on the show recently, so you'll know the kind of stuff they play. If not, go and listen to our older shows, or get yourself down to the Residence at the Subculture. That's 7.30pm till 11.30pm, £2 on the door. More information at www.subculture.co.uk. And following that, we have, on Friday the 10th of November, the Friday Flock Live at the Mixington in Leeds. Now, this is the monthly live gigs done under the Friday Flock banner. And this month, we have Voices of Masada and Rome Burns. Doors at 8.30pm, and it runs till 2am. So you get a couple of really good bands, and you get the Friday Flock DJs playing their stuff, and it's just a really great night out. So if you like your live music, get yourself down there. More information at www.fridayflock.net/live. So there you go, loads of interesting stuff. Now, as I kept mumbling about all the way through the show, we've got some local band stuff coming up. Now, I'm going to do that in the next bit, but I'm just going to carry on now with an unsurprising choice of local band. This is a track by Action Direct.
Band with magical rosary. A
are listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there the absolutely fantastic and, well, pretty much timeless Joy Division with She's Lost Control, one of my favourite tracks of theirs. Just absolutely, I don't know, there's something fantastic about it that just captures so many feelings and thoughts. And before that, we had Action Direct with 60 Million Guns. Now, that's a track off their newly released album, Intervention, which, as I said earlier in the show, we've got a bit of a giveaway. Basically, the chaps from Action Direct have kindly supplied us with 5 copies of Intervention. And you can have them. All you need to do is contact me. Drop me your name and address at my email address, which is nigel.spowage@bcbradio.co.uk. You can find all the information about my email address and my show from the DAC simulation part of the website on www.bcbradio.co.uk. So drop me your name and address, and the first 5 requests will get sent out the latest copy of the Action Direct album. There you go. How much more can we give you? We're giving away stuff for free. We're getting Zombie Girl interviews. This is a fantastic show. I'm enjoying myself lots tonight. Okay, there you go. Well, we've had a couple of kind of more raw guitar-driven stuff. I know I generally lean towards the electronic side of this whole genre. And I'm going to continue, again, with the old method of choosing a track. Well, that's kind of not off a recent album. It's off a fairly old album of Solitary Experiments. This is a track off Mind Over Matter called Odyssey of Mind.
In the absence of light, darkness prevails. Prevails.
You have been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. I want to thank absolutely everyone for listening and tune in again next week. We had the Solitaire Experiments with Odyssey of Mind, and I'm going to leave you tonight with Neurotic Fish and I Don't Need the City off their latest album, Gleb. So I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll be back in a fortnight's time.
There's a place where all the people used to go to ease the pain and cure the suffering. They try to hide their everyday prostitution. They value themselves by comparing themselves to others. They're not like me. I keep my self-deception behind a mask of pride and dignity. It seems to me that they are searching all day, not knowing what they will find to be. I don't need the city, it never cared for me. I don't need somehow they